Blog Talk Radio.
If I'm giving you the cold shoulder, that's closure. Needed someone to hold, but we both had our own motives. Never told him that mine was to stay alone. And you don't belong to me, so you don't have to let me go. Doesn't always have to be something more. I'll be on my way. Moment, I feel it till it's gone. I don't care if you want this. Being honest, I don't know what I want. And you don't belong to me. And you were never mine before. So it doesn't need to be something more. I'll be on my way.
Pressure, I'm playing. Know you need a shoulder, you can cry on. Lurking on your ground, you the one I'm trying to spy on.
Shotty ice
cold, stiff on a nigga. Hop me a parking flow light, bro. I shoot shots like Reggie Miller. Girl, you look so familiar. She a bad one, she love Christian. She love diamonds, pay attention. Can I have you? Girl, I want you. Girl, I need you. Thought I had you, then you left me. Get my snipe on, feel like Wesley. Feel like Wesley, tryna love you if you let me. What's your vibe on? What's your next move? You the one I wanna be next to. Hope you don't mind when I text you. Stop playing, girl, let me bless you. Oh, you back again. Say you single and you ready, girl, what's happening? I let you leave me once before and I can't pass again. No, no, I can't play around with you, I'm on your ass again.
Study you, what do you, WWF, we fighting, we might need counseling, possibly more so me, sounds to me, frowns will be grounds to leave, hounds will be looking for you before you drop a tear, I pray them, stop pretending that I ain't him, I ain't them, them some dumplings, I remember when you start dying, them silver hairs and start hiding from your age, I ask why, how come, amazing how time can run away from us, I'm no nun, you're no priest, but I promise, hun, you gon' see a phenomenon, come with me like it's Ramadan, I don't eat like it's Comic-Con, I'm a freak for you, yeah! Begging now, pretty please, with cherries on top, hairy wet, white Harriet Tubman, man, don't give up, and if your gut tells you to strut, then strut, then I'll hail you a car, but what man won't beg? You know I'm nutmeg, I will show up on a little moped with a little puppet, it'll be fluffy, we will untuff and we can discuss it. You know I'm suffering, I don't miss my friend, I don't like my fence, bent up, telecom, well, that's illiform, sweet stuff, willowong, push stuck, billabong, leaks, that minimum, we gon' get along, peace, and intercom, Jesus, been along, teach, I am me, I'm feeling dumb, please, I'm feeling dumb, please, I'm feeling dumb, please, I'm feeling dumb.
If you do, I can't hear anything.
This is God.
I look up.
Sabrak, the first mother's in the building. Got the Moorish warlords behind me. Katana swords on deck. Iron sharpened iron. Ladies and gentlemen, now for my darkest hour. Devoured the dopest rappers and roasted remains in the fire. Cannibalizing rhymes with sharpened canines and talons. Yeah, I'm supposed to be vegan, but catching prey is too easy. When every MC's exposed like a flesh wound with some fresh bleeding. And I'm after souls like Exorcist versus Demon. I am only God body trying to civilize the heathen. Busting quadratic formulas and words do not appease me. I'm resuscitating, suffocating verbiage from your species. Take this beating, then retreat back to the booth and try and reading your entire catalog in 20 balls, so far I'm leading. I'm your whole world, your old earth, and y'all are just my seedling. My verses form your universe and personal religion. So bow down with five rounds of our father's Hail Marys, then confess your sins, a spit holy water. Hail lyrics like weak lines, cliches, bad puns and spell errors. I'm the rap heiress and all my shit got clearance. Supreme math, the 12 jewels, and all my shit from Clarence. Toe to toe, I do-si-do, you weak MCs. Like I'm the seed, the storyboard P, and we gon' see who be with no ID inside the VIP after these. I'm asking bees with asking heat, 120 degrees. Quiet on the set when I'm in beast mode, which one of you breathe? I'm starseed, half human, all amazing. The time and bombing, watch the fallout of faulty campaigning. Price of your soul is marketed for the highest payment. I do it cause I'm ordained, so you do it so you'll be famous. Came in and F the game up, now wiki me, look my name up. Just picture me without victory, hit me after epiphany. I wait like Elijah without the nation. Tucson without the Haitians. Sabrak without the winners. Like pyramid without the apex. Dopest vocalist with fallopian's ovaries. Held you sons of my uterus. I'm the reason you doing this. Strengthen your lyrical cords with my umbilical cord. Created you and now you don't held the lyrical cord. I'll enter your heart and sever your ventricle pores. Watch you bleed as I proceed to destroy your integral parts. And then you fall to your knees and plead for reprieve. But I cannot leave until the mic is redeemed. An extension of me like spinal column. loaded up nerve and dings. The brain of the game like Mister, you mentally sleeping. I'll take you so deep in the black hole where life been. I'll open your pineal gland so black spews like ink pen. Got you at the triple stage, on the staple stage, in the state of rage. How you claiming best, but I ain't ripped the page yet. Studied under masters, you ain't hardly came of age yet. Call you top dog, nobody, I'm Anubis. I look after your afterlife after I murder your music. You hard, but I'm harder, like crystal to diamond, like puss to a lion. You wish you had never spoke, now they sick me behind you. Now tell me who really ruling and passed me the effing title. You should've kept an eye like it used to get toughest rival. I'm calling and chopping heads off your metaphorical bodies. String them around my neck like reminders of how I body these. One little, two little, three little gentlemen. Now lay down and pray now, the crown goes to the feminine.
Never explaining the mind. Devilish grin for my alias, alien to respond. Peddling sin, thinking maybe when you get old you realize I'm not gonna fold or demise.
I don't smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
Bitch, everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me the fucking pill, I'ma pop you, then give you this.
Pale flex and drop a bomb on this shit. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this shit. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this bitch. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm important like the Pope, I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring, I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler, you take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cartier bracelets, for my women friends, I'm in Vegas. Who the fuck y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching me. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. Fuck y'all clubs, fuck y'all bitches. Your Instagram can gobble these nuts. Gobble a dick up to your hiccup, my big homie corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on the crutch.
West.
I seen niggas transform like villain Decepticons. Molly probably turn these niggas to fucking Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich ass white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the bus before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy, blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a black Beetle, I'm either that or a Marley. I don't...
Just really keep it simple. About the bus is like a pimple. And you got a couple demos, don't make me add into your tempo. Won't block my enterprise, nigga, this ain't a rent. I know it hurts, but I ain't being sentimental. Turning up my tempo, make it bless my kinfolk. You say you want the king, well I'm the nigga that they sent for. And I'm riding, bumping easy in the 6-4. A little Uncle Luke, just to make you bitches get low. Case closed, no discussion after this, nigga. You can't stop me, I got dreams of being rich, nigga. Young goat on their ass, plus I spit, nigga. Kanye on them, you can't tell me shit, nigga.
Through the struggles, the falls, just trying to get it out. These niggas gon' hate, but I'ma ball till I fall, nigga.
Don't tell nobody. What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN_radio, the best podcast here on anchor.fm and Spotify. Alright, and also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.
Hello, hello. How are you? Peace and love, peace and love. Peace and love, peace and love. Love and support, love and support. And everyone. Peace and love, peace and love. Love and support, love and support. How you doing, Crystal? How you doing, Miss Tucker? Art Unity Network, everybody. Peace and love, peace and love. Love and support, love and support. Peace and love, love and support, love and support.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, Miss Tucker.
Okay, okay, Brother Sakura in the building, aka Brother Psych. One of our
veterans. Support your kin every day, support your kids in every way.
That's what's up, man. So where you calling from?
I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware. I'm from Philadelphia, PA. I'm residing now in Wilmington for the last 6 years. No different.
That's cool. That's cool. Sounds like you're healthy, strong, doing your thing. That's cool. Thank you again for your love and support. Did you have any song requests for us?
Oh man, I mean, right now I can come off. I can probably just try to come off the top. Is this song? I don't know if you actually got it, but Busta Rhymes and Mary J. released a song. They released a video on the 4th,
and it's called Like No Other, I believe. Like No Other, and he dedicated to everybody, all our loved ones who's passed. You know, it was a, he gave a heartfelt interview about the situation that happened with Takeoff. You know, you don't hear Busta Rhymes commenting a lot on the culture, but, you know, I was tuned in, and he dedicated that song, Hum and Mary J. Blige, is off of his project, one of his projects, but it's called Like No Other. So if you can't, you know.
Yeah. I will keep it in mind. You know, thank you for keeping the heads up with that song. We're going to play that for our next show. I'll play that for the next show for sure. And we got a couple other requests too, so I got to be on it.
I'm here for talk too, Crystal. You know me. You know, I mean, I've been... You know, we've talked in the past. You know my history. I know your history. Greatly appreciate what you have developed, how you've grown and things like that, how you just kept pushing forward with things for the culture, our Unity Network, your passion as well, you know, your family, your kids, you know. I salute, I honor, I praise.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you. It's motivating to me to just basically be able to witness good music, you know, and then be able to support it, you know. So it's cool. It's good to hear from you, you know.
Yes. Thank you for the request. And, you know, I'm always available for stuff. You know, my mind is always working. Not saying that my mouth is always running, but my mouth is always running in my own mind. So, you know, I'm always ready to talk when I'm not in my depression mode. And you know, this is the same things that happen to everybody. You know, I've always expressed my progress and some of my personal things to you, which is educational. You know, when people invite you to their personal space, lend you an ear to some things. It's more to me now, I take it as more of an education advice piece, more so than something that's like startling and, oh God, that's happening to you. You know, I mean, you know, I ain't crazed or nothing. So, you know, I mean, I know how to get through, you know. I know how to get through. God has done the abundance of that, and you know, I mean, I keep praying.
That's
I pray
good.
For others, you know.
That's good. And then I see that you're working with a couple of artists and stuff like that. So I see that your presence is out in your areas where you are. You know that you're able to uplift other people around you. So that's cool. Yeah.
Mhm. That's where I continue to stay inspired. I stay inspired through other people. It's just because this is not difficult. It is, but you know, a team. You know, working with a team, being a part of a team and doing the best that you can include. You know, that's what I try to do because, you know, the space that we're all in, we all have to do our things for our children, for ourselves, you know, and definitely be inspiring at the same time. And good inspiration, be a good inspiration while we're doing
it,
you know?
Yeah, that's true. Are you still working on your project with your organization and stuff?
I have the proposal. You know, I've always like immersed myself in work first, because that's what's actually paying me, getting me through life, paying my bills, kids, you know, taking care of my family and stuff like that. And when I when I continue to create or produce or put something out there as an idea, I mean, I know it's been like this for a long time. You might tell somebody something and, you know, they might say they don't know where it could go or they understand quite, but then again, they'll end up doing something similar. So I'm not scared to, like, share things because, you know, my idea, if it can come to fruition through somebody else, that's just as well. And, you know, I mean, I'm not here to profit off of nothing. I'm just here to, you know, make a difference within my community, within my household, you know, and spread that forth, you know?
I understand.
So, I mean, I would love to, man. Every, you know, it's almost like, and I ain't gonna lie, everybody's looking towards the dollar, you know? Everybody's looking forward towards the dollar. I can't lie. I mean, that's not what's fueling me, but, you know, in a sense, I mean, it can't go forward without a dollar, you know? And my time isn't stretched out like that. So, you know, I come up with these ideas. That's just one thing in the bank. And if I can just, like, pass it on and be included at the same time, grow with it, you know, I'm like a natural team player, you know, I need some help with it, you know, I need to be a part of something, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess keep chiming in with me so that I can tell you my updates because we got things that are happening similar but in different areas.
And yes.
It seemed like I received a lot of love recently from Philadelphia. So much love too, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a state.
Have you been able to like visit? Have you been able to like reach out there or reach out to anybody?
It's only been just, you know, social media presence in a way.
Okay,
and just
right.
The
yeah,
mutual respect
good.
For years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just been like mutual respect. But, you know, just the support period. I'm like, yeah, that's a place to talk
being,
to.
Being there too. Yeah, being there too is a different feel in the climate because you actually – you know, you actually have to, you know, like being a part of that culture, which is like just the arts and music cultures and stuff like that. You know, once you're in that, you're in it. So you don't have to worry about the sidetrack stuff that's going on, you know. I mean, I don't want to bring negative things going to, you know, because.
Well, what do you prefer to, I mean, what's a good place to go to eat out in Philadelphia? What's the best place that everybody knows is good?
That everybody knows, because sometimes, you know, it's good to actually just, like, be out. Because it's a lot of places, like, I mean, I would tell you to go downtown, but just be, you know, you can be ready to trek around downtown and stuff like that, around Chestnut Street, 10th, 12th, and Chestnut, Walnut Street. But also, like, in the neighborhoods of West Philly, you know, University City area, you know, Drexel University, Penn University. You know, they're definitely, like, within the community, you know, which is gentrified, you know. It's been gentrified and stuff like that. So it has some African culture right along with it, some patrons of African culture and stuff like that. So, you know.
Okay, cool. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go. Anyways, I have a meeting that I have to attend to. I wasn't able to, like, chime in because I was having some issues with audio. Just trying to figure it out.
Oh, so we're not live right now. We're not live right now?
I mean, it's live, like, it's recorded, but it's not live.
Okay,
like,
all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm still the same person in your face, behind your back, around the corner. I'm still the same person.
Yeah, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, I'm in school right now. Mm-hmm. I'm at an art institute, and
yes.
and it's
progress.
Cool. I think
you're progressing.
It's cool. You know, I'm trying to learn. I'm staying pretty active. Listen,
I seen you just smile through the phone.
I'm trying to learn. It's a whole nother level of, you know, where I get to create what I want. I don't know, it's cool. For my birthday, I got two consigned paintings and so from Philadelphia. I was like, oh, dope.
What, October gallery?
I could see about doing a show or an art show maybe one day.
You
That'd
heard about
dope.
The Art October Gallery in Philadelphia?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. They've been established for years, and you know that's a real brilliant outlet for, you know, early artists and stuff like that, you know, amateurs and, you know.
And that's cool.
One notable artist, Andrew Turner. Have you heard his story, Andrew Turner?
Mm-mm.
All right. Do they do history classes on certain artists and how they started and stuff like that?
No, but you can set up a show to kind of set that up, because I don't know.
Okay. That's
yeah.
great. You know, that's a good idea. But Andrew Turner, I mean, he was older than me. I mean, yeah, we can tell that story at another time, but this is a story of mine about this guy. And until, like, I got older, I didn't really know who he was. And things, and then when I used to work at Temple University at the it used to be at Apollo, the Lear Core Center. That's where they had their basketball games and shows, entertainment and stuff like that. And October Gallery was having a festival there one time, and then I really like tapped into him. But by that time, he had passed away. But I had a certain type of relationship with him. You know, I don't want to say it right now. You know, you said this is recorded. you said this
oh,
is recorded.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I said. You can chat it up another
yeah.
time. But
yeah.
if you want
yeah.
to set it up, cool.
Mm-hmm.
If it's some other topics or whatever, that's cool, too. You still
mm-hmm.
got my email, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely in tune to you, Ms. Tucker. You know, I'm definitely in tune to you.
Okay. Well, it was wonderful having you on the show. I hope you have a great evening. You know,
yes,
and keep
you
doing
too.
What you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I got your message, and I said, I mean, and this is one of my days off. I know, like, I mean, I used to keep you abreast to, like, my schedule and stuff just to, you know, and I'm always getting your notices, so keep up the good work and stuff like that. And when I can include myself and participate, you know, the love and support is always there.
It is. I feel it all the way in the middle
mm-hmm.
of the U.S.
mm-hmm.
Man.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Peace and blessing. Oh, but
yeah.
I guess I will play a Mary J. Blige song, and I like this song. It's called My Life. It's called My
okay.
Life.
Yeah.
Has been sort of hard on you, but I see the God in you. I just want to nurture it. Though this love may hurt a bit, we dealing with this water love. You even give my daughter love. I want to build a tribe with you, protect and provide for you. Truth is, I can't hide from you. The pimp in me may have to die with you. Me to discover me. I just want you to put trust in me. I kinda laugh when you cussing me. The aftermath is you touching me. It's destiny that we connected, girl. You and I, we can affect the world. I'm tired of the fast lane. I want you to have my last name. Yeah, love.
You know, and I said, I mean, at times I didn't want to, like, really, like, put out, like, negativity and stuff like that, only because, you know, I was older at the time, and I didn't just, like, want to be looked at, like, why are you talking this stuff like you're a young guy or something, you know?
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, right. So, I mean, that's coming back. Those type of artists are going to get looks now, you know? They're going to get looks, and, you know, hopefully we're ready. Hopefully we're ready to change this, you know?
I think so. I mean, it started back when we all met, you know, even past that, I mean, before that, I'll just say. And then, like, after that, it was just, like, all eyes open. You know, and it was a choice on whether or not you continue to, you know, go towards those goals and then look at where you are now, you know. Some of those goals have been accomplished tenfold and some are still in this gradual build, but it will work out when it's supposed to.
And
that's
the
where the resources are.
Yeah,
that's where the resources are.
Yes, but the independent space is the learning space as well, you know. So you're building yourself up independently as a business, as a structure, as executives and stuff of your own, just to know these things that these other people, you know, they claim to be a part of the team, but when things fold or something go wrong that you don't understand or, you know, need to understand, you know, so, you know, I'm gonna send you this video. The guy used to be an executive, and he, not that he was mad or anything that he wasn't in the industry no more. He was just like, well, he's a lawyer. I mean, I think he was into politics now, but he was just like telling people, you know, our people about the behind the scenes things and what we should be doing now to change the culture of the music, as you know, of the music,
right,
to tell a new story, because you see where it's going. You see where it has come, where it is stuck at, and not saying, I mean, the music that is being highlighted, and is backed by these major corporations, you know, it seems backwards, you know? It kind of seems backwards. Why wouldn't y'all spend this money on some better content, you know, better content, better inspiration, and, you know, better direction for the culture, you know? So I'm going to send you this video. So I'm, like I said, I'm paying attention. I mean, I don't have the passion anymore because, you know, I'm not saying I don't have the passion, but, I mean, if I can help behind the scenes, I like to do that type of stuff. I like to, you know, you hear me talking, running my mouth, so.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Had to catch it live real quick, you know what I'm saying? It was a moment.
Yeah. That's how we can keep in contact and just up to date on the direction. I know you have your own, and you know it's your direction is also inspired by other artists and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm with you.
It brings me to this song. It's called Look Over Your Shoulder.
Just call my name and I'll be there. Just look over your shoulders, honey.
Yeah, I know. It's been a minute.
How bizarre, my battle scars at large were lacing. Big marbles, nigga, I lead this new generation. Boy, don't argue with us. Marvelous beat selectors, authors, and all was bitter. And it's all for the literature. And it's all for the hideous, the nastiest flows of chlamydia.
I ain't afraid to say I need you. Oh, yeah. I promise I never leave you. Oh, yeah.
My life is like 12 open mics of hopeless notes. I write for show, my folks who like soon as the flow get nice. The boat to guys that scare and seize my boat. Type forever read my share of these and RIPs. You know my type of style is like my everything. Apparently my appetite they famished, bite no hand that feeds the culture. Vulture die and bleed. I'm focused, hold his thoughts and dreams, control his pen.
Look over your shoulder.
Boldest lines and rhymes and things. Devote my time and mind. It seems I'm supposed to shine. Remind I'm king. Provoke the
blind and bomb the fiends, the pros, the cons, the diamond rings, the vote with time for diamond will bring the soul divine and cross between what's yours and mine, the gold, the green, the rope that showed you what it means to grab your cord and ride the wind and fly before my vocals. For hip-hop, look at my Ziploc bag full of goodies, you Chris Rock. Hit the pookie and pit stop, this poop sock. Baby, you a hell of a drug. Just look over your shoulders when they fuck you over. It's love, I know ya.
Body the game to the point niggas get to rap with me. Get burned until they anointed me one of the kings of black history.
And yes, I see the game was a little different, niggas lack simply.
Some bars and I spit them like darts till they puncture your kidney. You trash, and it's no matter how much you want to try to convince me.
Are you gon' make my blunt cock and love the whole other way, yeah. Whoa.
I am the Buddha, the Alibaba, the believer or maker. So pristine that dice roll from under my sleeve when I shake them. So rude, I'm so white cold, but I'm what you need to just break them. All them crowns and medals on the wall waiting for me to just take them. When I arrive, my theme music got a pound to it. And when I leave, Eve and my shadow got a sound to it. Cause I'm the god of the heart of the martyr, the father. I spit a saliva that's leaking the lava, completing the saga while meeting and greeting and beating you niggas completely conquer. Extremely barking the nigga, you see me, you deeply carve up a nigga. Believe me, graffiti your armor, you heebie, you GB, bikini, your brother.
You guinea pig.
Now give me this order, but treat me, you greet me, you meet me with arms up. So sweet when I speak, have a deep, it was deep, I was sleeping on the guards up. Upholding the fundamentals, while most of you boast a rental. Focus on what's most essential, spit bars to provoke your mental. Do I have your resentimiento, while I clap these raps like thunders? Look over your shoulder, boy, and wonder.
Send a shout out to three major artists that you mess with, that you know, that you support or whoever. Three shout outs. Come on, quick.
Three shout outs. All right. And not to be biased, but I want to give a shout out to my brother. This is my blood brother, Vern Volumes. He's with the Senior Spittersons. He's humming my other brother. You know, there's some older artists, inspirational. He does some artwork. I wish I can remember. Because this is the spirit of the moment. But another artist I would like to give a shout out to here from Wilmington, Delaware, Levi Got It. Wilmington, Delaware.
Levi Got It?
Yeah, his name is Levi. Levi Got It.
Levi Got It.
Yes. Also, one more artist. He's a dear friend of mine. G6. G6.
All right. Much love. You heard it from him. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Sorry for the interruptions in the middle because I was talking in the background. Just lost time. Either way, Thank you again for your love and support. We will be live again here on the next show. I'll probably be doing something for tomorrow. Who knows? But I got homework and stuff to do. I got to catch up. And I got a couple meetings that I'm behind on now. So with that being said, I'm telling on myself. I'm just gonna have to say peace and love.
Peace.